welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, dude.
Timmy, look at you, man. I said it, man. Merry effing Christmas, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. I said it.
All right, let's get right into this. Magina Grad, who works with us. Nice to see you, little buddy.
Hello. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah.
How are you, Gina?
She got a Christmas card.
That
you'd like to discuss on the air here. Maybe get some feedback from the listeners.
Now, are you sure you want to discuss this on the air?
Well,
because it says something about CBS radio. I mean,
listen, I think there's some ground rules here. One is we can't reveal who gave it to you.
Okay.
And we can't even talk about where what level they are in the company. Let's just say they're above you.
Okay. Well, that opens the floodgates, doesn't it?
that narrows it down.
Is there anybody at the station below you?
I don't think so.
I think there are some people, yeah.
I think the person that they list on the fridge for the fridge clean-out is also above me.
He definitely is.
Yeah.
He
wields all kind of power.
All right, so here's the card. I have it in front of me here, and I'm going to read it.
Oh, my gosh.
And
you got this today?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a little Christmas tree on the front.
That's nice. I mean, the card is pretty, actually.
Which is rather insensitive to begin with.
I totally agree.
Oh, that's right. You're Jewish.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, but it is
but
a pretty...
that person didn't know.
Right, and it is a pretty card. I mean, that's a pretty card.
Yeah. Okay. A little Christmas tree with a little star
on the top of it. A little recycled paper.
Okay. Oh, it is. Yeah, recycled paper. Look at the back.
100% recycled paper.
Oh, okay. Who cares about that? All right, now you open it up and it says, Dear Gina... Happy holidays. They didn't say Merry Christmas, so maybe they did catch their mistake. It's been a pleasure working with you over the past year.
Right.
And then sign this person, right? Mm. Now, that's not the problem.
If it ended there, it would be fine.
Right. And there, it's a mild insult with the Christmas tree to a woman who is Jewish.
Right, and that would just be the end.
That would go away.
And that happens 1,000 times a day.
Nobody would have to go to the Museum of Tolerance and get a speech.
No way.
Right. Right. Mild insult,
slip
I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This is the problem, though. This little piece of paper that came along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a gift for you. It's a gift certificate, which is very nice. $100 gift certificate.
Ooh, that's not inexpensive.
Yeah. Now, is that the problem? Do you think that like somebody giving you a gift certificate for $100 is a big deal and you might feel...
Like the value is too high and you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, no, you're a little uncomfortable?
No, Tim, I don't. I don't think that's the problem at all.
Okay. All right. So the problem...
Is the where, not the how much.
Okay. All right. So the problem is that, and we won't say what company it's from, but it's from a very popular sex shop.
Oh, bamboo.
$100 gift certificate. Huh? For a sex store.
Are you serious?
Yes. Now, this is not a sex store that sells, like, lingerie and has, like, a woman's department like Fredericks or maybe Hustler.
This place is pretty hardcore.
Yeah. This is, like, this is like chains and whips.
And lots of other things.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And you have a $100 gift certificate. Where is the problem?
Are you kidding me?
Well, let me ask you this question.
What's the problem?
This is an obvious question. This person, and I'm not saying who this person is. Notice I'm not even saying male or female. I'm just saying this person.
Well, it's from
it's male.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to help the dude out. Have you ever had a relationship with him ever at all?
No.
All right. Okay.
In fact, I wonder if he was being sneaky because I think he technically gave it to me off of CBS grounds because he gave it to me in the parking garage.
Well, I don't think that's off of.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he was trying to.
Off campus.
Find a loophole or something.
But I think if something happens in the parking garage, it's considered happening at work.
Oh, okay,
did he make you open it in front of him?
Yeah.
He did.
Well, I took it because you don't really want to do that in front of people because you don't know what it is. And if you're reading a card, you know.
By the way, this person hasn't gotten me Jack S.
Join the club.
And it's not Jack S, by the way.
That is true. We should say it's not Jack S.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
So he said, I said, thank you so much. It was obviously it's so unnecessary to get me a card. He said, a little more in there. I was like, thank you, that's so sweet. I'll look forward to opening it, you know, later. He's like, no, why don't you open it now?
He did Jay Leno a few times.
Sounds like Jay Leno.
when he was saying open the card, he was doing a full blown Jay Leno impression.
He didn't tell me the lineup that night, but he was like, yeah,
open the card.
That's good. But you know, I mean, you know he kind of sounds like that sometimes.
No, no, no.
Did he go low like Jay?
No. Never went low. Just
all high end, right? Yeah, all high end.
All right. So you open the card,
and
you see the $100 gift certificate. What's your reaction to it?
I was so embarrassed. I was humiliated. The only thing I could think was maybe the company gave it to him and he was trying to unload it on someone he thought could take a joke. But I looked up and there was no laughing. There was no, like, you know, punch on the shoulder, ha, ha, ha.
He wasn't even smiling or laughing? It was just like...
No, he looks me dead in the face, does not blink,
and
says, "Happy holidays."
Well, I also had Jerry look this up in the computer. They are not an advertiser.
Are you serious?
So he went there and bought this.
So he went and purchased this.
This is
not something like a trade out or he got, like, you know, a ton of gift certificates for the holidays.
Whoa. That is creepy.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Now, the guy is married.
Really? Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
That is so great.
I did not know that. He doesn't act married.
Oh, that's classic.
Doesn't act married any place I've ever seen him. Wow.
Well, but seriously.
I don't think he does not wear a ring. This guy doesn't wear a ring.
No, he doesn't, but.
Oh, my gosh.
I've known the guy for a while.
Wow.
Flies under the radar, apparently.
He's fine. He's fine. But anyway, so I don't understand what the big problem is. Can't you just say... Hey, you know, it's a gag gift, and or maybe even go, you know, spend money there, you know?
Here's the problem as I see it. Say somebody got me something for Williams-Sonoma. If I saw them in the hall, I'd go, oh, by the way, I just want to thank you so much. I got this great, you know, popcorn popper. I really appreciate it. What am I supposed to say to him? Like, oh, wait. I just wanted to thank you so much. I actually ended up getting these really great...
Vibrators.
Your beads or whatever. And... That's going to be uncomfortable. What am I supposed to tell him what I got?
Yeah, well, maybe you could show him what you got.
Do you think you'll get beads, though? I mean, you mentioned beads. You think that's what you'll get?
Well, it just came to me.
Right. Oh. All right, so what do you think you're going to get?
I mean, did you think about it at all?
What if he's listening, Tim?
I'm sure he is. When did he give this to you?
Today.
I wonder, and I assume you are the only woman at the station that he gave this gift to.
I hope not, but I'm afraid I am.
Right.
Oh God!
Well, I think you have an overreaction to this.
Really?
Yeah. But first of all, I know that, you know, if it were to happen to some other chicks who work at the station or at CBS, you know, they would go to human resources, which I don't think you're going to do.
No.
And you know, and file a complaint against this kind of really benign. Innocent behavior.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily innocent, and it's not necessarily benign behavior.
It's certainly not sexual harassment.
Well, excuse me, Tim. You say that with such confidence. I think you are in fact...
In my book, it's not sexual harassment.
I think according to the company, you're wrong about that. I mean, to give a female employee a $100 gift certificate to a sex shop... I think is sexual harassment. What she said as soon as,
but it's not like the guy is going to offer her a position.
If
you go and buy the $100 worth of stuff and go, you know, use it on him,
right? But he still created a sexually.
No.
But he did. I mean, the first thing Gina said was that she was totally embarrassed.
I was so mortified.
Yeah, see, that's not...
Oh, please.
Tim, would you buy me a $100 gift certificate to a sex shop?
He wouldn't.
No, I would not.
So there you go.
No.
And I wouldn't either.
I'd
take you to the shop and let you pick something out.
You know, I don't like those. This is a small little sex shop, and I don't like them for a couple of reasons. One is they're usually run by, like, a Middle Eastern or European or Israeli woman in her 60s. Who's talking about, hey, this cream's going to be great for you and the little one. You know, I mean, I don't like the old women who run those joints.
What about the young dudes?
They really creep me out.
The young guys who are always up on, like, a platform. They're, like, 9 feet above you.
Yeah, they're like pharmacists.
Yeah, they're like the Wizard of Oz up there.
And as Carolla said, it's the only place where they fire up the vibrators for you. They got to make sure they work because there's a no-return policy for a good reason. And so they fire them up for you right there in the store. And that's always a little embarrassing. You know, the guy's holding that thing.
I'm sorry, just talking about this is making me ill.
Oh, you know, please
stop it.
You shouldn't be that sensitive. Honest to God.
I mean, you should understand where you work, too. I mean, in fairness.
I think it's a compliment.
I think it's a compliment. I don't think that, you know, that some of the other women here at the station got something like that. you know, maybe they got like a bottle of wine or, you know, brie and crackers or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, is this...
I love brie and crackers.
It's a huge compliment.
It would be interesting to find out if this guy actually gives gifts to everybody. I mean, he might not even be a...
I never got anything from that.
I never did either. He might not be a gift giver. Maybe he just singled you out for this particular gift. That makes it even a little more odd.
Yeah, and I think I am being cool. I mean, obviously, we're kind of... He knows who he is, and we're talking about it on the air, but I didn't go to human resources. I'm not going
right,
to...
You're not gonna do it.
I'm just confused, you know, Tim?
Well, I think confusion is a huge term for what you are. I think you're just... You're pissed because you're like a chick. I mean, you know, are you in your period?
No. Right, just out.
Just got out of
We're
it.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again,
all right.
Tim,
if I got a $100 gift certificate from a chick who works here,
right,
or from even a dude who works here,
yeah,
like let's say it's a gay guy and he gave me a $100 gift certificate for a sex shop, I go, hey, thanks, buddy. I wouldn't anything of it.
Tim, you would tell everybody and you'd go, can you believe this
dude? Wouldn't be embarrassed or mortified or humiliated or confused.
But you'd definitely talk about it and show the gift certificate around and have more than a few comments to make.
I certainly wouldn't be offended by it.
But you wouldn't find it threatening in any way.
Not at all.
Oh, now, so you feel threatened by it?
Here's my... Just let me just ask this
question.
Well,
she's a woman. I mean, she's a chick. I mean, chicks react differently.
If I never saw him again, I'd be like, funny story. I'd spend it like nobody's business, and that'd be that, and we'd all laugh about it. I have to see this person on an almost daily basis. He goes to some of the live remotes. What, are we supposed to hang out afterwards?
Oh, please.
Oh, my God.
He's fine.
Okay.
All right, gang. What do you think about this? Is this inappropriate to give to a woman in the workplace a $100 gift certificate to a sex shop?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, by the way, he's not cheap. I mean, we can say that about
that's
him.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you be more offended if he gave you a $10 gift certificate to a sex shop?
Yeah, probably, to be fair.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You can also maybe chime in if you had somebody give you an inappropriate holiday gift.
Right.
I'd like to hear those stories.
Yes.
They're always more interesting than I got brie and cheese or, you know, caramel nuts.
Yes, always wildly more interesting.
Maybe they sell that at the sex shop.
I'll find out.
All right. Wally in Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude? Hello.
Wally.
Oh, wait. Hold on one second. Wally, you there?
I'm here.
All right. What do you got?
Well, I was thinking the best thing to do is you don't want to put something so up front with a woman for Christmas. So you want to give her something like nice, like maybe she can cut bait.
All right, dude. All right. Call us back when you have an idea and some cadence, please.
And by the way, when you're
love to hear back from you when you have just a little bit of interesting thing to say and perhaps...
A little patter, a little rhythm.
A little bit of speed. Right.
By the way, we do encourage listeners when they're on hold or dialing, if you want to make notes, we don't want callers to read to us. But if you need to get a pencil and make a few notes about the highlights of what you want to say, we recommend that. But again, no reading, but notes are encouraged.
All right. Ron and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, gentlemen and lady.
Hey, hold on one second. Let's put you on the other bank there. There you go.
Hi there. Hello.
Hey.
I have a thought on this. I think the guy is casting his line. I think he's throwing it out there to see if she bites.
Right. But what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, but I think that she... I don't want to speak for her, but I think that she doesn't like that idea.
I think Ron's right.
Yeah. All right. But there's nothing...
And I also, Tim, I think that you're kind of... Since you know the guy and you're buddies with him,
I know the guy.
That I think you maybe have his back a little too much. I think you're kind of padding the reality a little.
Listen, Ron, let me try to clear something up for you, okay?
Okay.
When you tell me, shouldn't sexual harassment be reserved for sexual harassment? Like if he was out in the parking lot and he pulled Gina's skirt down and her underpants down, and had his way. Isn't that...
Well, that's rape and assault.
That's rape, yeah.
Right, I know.
Rape.
But isn't that, like, you know, shouldn't we reserve these comments for... Or let's say he just grabbed over, you know, he reached over and grabbed your chest. That's sexual harassment.
That's assault.
That's assault.
Get out of here. It's not assault.
Tim, what the point that the caller's making, and I think I'm somewhere between the caller and you.
Right.
But I do understand that... if the gift, I mean, this is what I understand from what they tell us here at the station when they make us watch these videos, and certainly this guy, I'm sure, watched all those videos. I mean, he's an employee.
Yeah, he
here.
Had to. He's full-time.
Right, he had to do all that crap. So if you do something that creates for somebody an uncomfortable, you know, environment at work or create a sexual circumstance that makes somebody uncomfortable, I think that is by definition sexual harassment.
Yeah.
And that's what Gina's describing. I'm not saying fire the guy. I'm just saying the guy is like,
what would you do?
I'm just saying the guy's living in 1970 if he thinks it's appropriate at a corporation to give a female coworker a $100 gift certificate to a sex shop for Christmas.
Well, and that's the thing. There was no preface. I mean, if even...
What if he gave everybody in the station one? Would you
feel
better? That
would make more sense.
I think that would be different. That would still be weird with all that they tell us here about that type of thing. I mean, this guy is like, it's 30 years ago.
But you know what? 30 years ago was better than now.
Well, that might be true, but it's not. But it's 2007.
And, you know, even if he made a big joke out of it and was like, look, I don't want to offend you. I got this thing. Do you want it? I do not mean to insult you. But he was like, yeah, happy holidays.
And then, like, did you have to hug him or, like, pat him?
I hug everybody, so I think he was waiting for it. But I gave one of the sidearm hugs, and I just came in.
Get out of here. All right. Mike in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to say I think this guy's kind of weird for doing that. But maybe she said something in the office, you know, just a regular casual comment that made this guy think, hey, maybe she'll want something kinky like this. Maybe she was talking about something kinky and maybe a light, you know, turned on instead. He thought that'd be a great gift.
Okay, so maybe Gina at some point along the line put it out there that she's this type of chick.
Yeah, right. I caused it. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, what are the voices you or the commercials you read here at the station?
I don't know. I've done one for Spearmint Rhino.
I love leather.
All right, Spearmint Rhino.
A leather place.
Did you all do another one? Like a lotion or an Astroglide or something like that?
Maybe.
Or was that Tracy?
I think that was Tracy.
Tracy did Astroglide, I think. Yeah. I wonder if she got a certificate from this guy.
I'd love to find out.
Maybe he heard you voice a spot for Spearmint Rhino and said, wow, that chick's, you know, a player, man.
Yeah.
And Gina, in fairness, and I don't want to say, by the way, I'm repeating for emphasis, I don't want to say whether this guy was at the Staples Center the night we did our remote that you made out with two chicks.
Yeah, Brian, yes, I deserve this. I brought this on myself.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. In fact, in case you haven't noticed, of the two here, Conway and Whitman, I've been kind of the defender.
Until now. Go ahead.
No, not until now. I'm just trying to understand why maybe, because guys are creepy. I know, I'm a guy, we're creepy. Guys are weird and creepy. So if you do something that triggers in a guy, you know, you just have to pull that trigger for some guys. And maybe your behavior at the Staples Center when you made out with those chicks pulled his trigger. That's all I'm saying. And that's possible. It doesn't make it right. He's definitely wrong. The gift is inappropriate.
I didn't, just so we're clear, I know that was a euphemism. I did not pull anything for anybody.
All right, Coop in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's like crazy inappropriate. It's horrible. She never asked for it, and it's a lot. It's kind of like poker, which I know you guys play poker, and you know how you're supposed to raise against the other player because it puts them on the decision?
Right.
Right? Okay. Well, now she's been put on a decision. She's basically been put under stress now for absolutely no reason. Other people are going to talk around the office. Now suddenly she's like the dildo girl. It's bad. It's not professional.
That's not a bad nickname.
Yeah, and I think that's a very sensitive nickname. Since we're on sensitivity, I think that you would offer up the dildo girl says a lot about your sensitivity to this type of thing.
All right, get out of here, dude.
Yeah, now she's known as the dildo girl. That's not true.
He raises a good point, though. What if the guy that gave me the gift certificate tells everybody he gave me the gift certificate?
So
now
I'm trying
everybody
to beat him
knows.
To the punch, you know?
So you have two options. Well, you have three options. Option one is use the gift certificate. Option two is give it back to him, tell him no thank you. Option three is, like, give it to me or Tim or something.
Yeah, I mean,
what would you do with it?
Yeah. They have videos there and DVDs. I'd buy porn.
Okay.
In case you're wondering, in case you need to know what I would do with it, I'm telling you I'd buy porn. I wouldn't buy any sort of pump or any sort of... I wouldn't get the beads that you mentioned earlier, you freak.
All right. Laura in San Pedro, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey. Is this a guy that, so this is a guy that she works with, right?
Correct. Right.
He's an employee of your company.
That's correct.
Oh, my God. And that is really, 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 really scary. If I were her, I would give it back.
How scary can it be?
Does he live with his mother, like in a basement or something?
No, he's married. Tim said he's married.
I know he's married.
That is really weird.
Oh, get out of here. It might be weird, but it's not as crazy as you should think.
Well,
it
is. I think it's weird, and I think like if this
but you
were
know what?
A movie.
How about this? If this weird were, things happen to people.
Well, that's true, Tim. But if this were a movie, this is the first scene, and the last scene is Gina running with like a t shirt on at 3 AM, you know, up the side of the Malibu Canyon,
in the rain.
You know, in the rain
get
being chased by this guy, you know, carrying a chainsaw.
Like hair matted to my forehead.
And a hockey mask. That's
guys,
the last scene of the movie.
Everybody is too, you guys are too weird.
No, I'm just telling you that I would never do it. Now, look.
It's not a gateway to murder.
Okay, it's, all
it's
right.
It's a gift certificate to a sex shop.
Okay.
And you know what? Strange things happen to people every effing day.
How
and
would you
and
feel?
You have to allow strange crap to roll off your back.
What would you advise? Now, your daughter is very young. She's two and two.
Right.
2 years and 2 months old. She's going to be three come October, man. All right, Tim. So, come 2025 or something, and she's working, and some guy at work gives Sophia a gift certificate for a sex shop. You would probably go down to her office.
Get out of here. Are you out of your mind? I'm not raising my daughter to be hysterical like that. I'd say, hey, listen, use it or don't use it. Who cares?
Would you be concerned for her safety?
No, I would not be all concerned right. for her safety.
Okay.
All right. Please.
I'm just
everybody
asking.
Everybody is so sensitive and overreacts to the smallest crap on this planet.
Well, but it's a reality.
In a very hysterical way.
It's a reality that Gina.
It's a goddamn gift certificate.
I know, dude. I'm not the one who's.
All right.
I'm not the one who is offended, but the reality is, here's the reality. Gina was made uncomfortable in a sexual way.
All right, well, get more comfortable. That's not the weirdest thing that's going to happen to you, all right, in your life.
And she's going to go get beads
let
and
it,
stuff?
Let it roll off your back.
It's not like I'm being hysterical because the card said Merry Christmas. Remember, there was something in the card, Tim.
Darling, let it go. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Gina Grad, our screener, an on-air contributor to the Conway and Whitman show,
yep.
received a $100 gift certificate to a sex shop as a gift. It was a gift to her.
Right, from a dude who
the
works.
The guy went out, busted his ass, went out to the sex shop, bought the $100 gift certificate, put it in an envelope, wrote a nice card, and gave it to you, and now you're busting his balls.
Well, because when you consider, and I know we got to take a break, when you consider literally the thousands of other options he had with his $100. A girl like her probably could have used a $100 gift card to Target.
Or cash.
Or cash.
But you know what? But that doesn't
groceries.
Say anything.
But to give her for
you buy,
a sex
you buy,
shop,
like, you know, like,
it's weird. It's
a wine, you know, a bottle of wine. You're like, ah, oh, what a limp bang. You know what I mean?
Right, but it's weird.
Sorry, Jack.
It's weird.
All right. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad, who's our screener.
Yeah, man.
And she does some voiceovers for some spots and is on the air with us. Received a gift today.
Right, from someone who works here, a coworker.
In the parking lot, $100 gift certificate to a sex shop, and all hell has broken loose.
I mean, you would think he handed her you know, like nuclear
cyanide,
nuclear matter.
Oh, Brian, how the tides turn after the break.
No, Gina, again.
That is true. During the break, dude, you're very supportive.
No, I am very supportive. And if you heard the first segment tonight, you heard that my position is very different from Tim's. I understand that what this dude did is wrong. I understand that according to what the company tells us, and I don't make the rules, but according to what the company tells us, this is sexual harassment. I would never do it. I think it's really creepy. But now the ball's in your court. You can either go spend the $100 gift card. you can give it back to him or re-gift it to Tim or to me or Jerry or me.
Well, you can't re-gift it to one of us.
Why not?
Well,
you just give the card. It's like a credit card.
No. I mean, listen, if you're going to be offended by it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Then why would you then give it to another coworker?
Well,
maybe they're offended by
it. No, because we're guys and it is different.
And at the end of the day, I don't want to hurt the guy's feelings. He's like, so, did you have a chance to spend that? I'm like, oh, I gave it away.
Did he see, like, let me tell you what I think happened, okay? Maybe he got that gift certificate for his wife, and he got you one for Williams-Sonoma and just flip-flopped them and accidentally gave you that one. Did he ever see the one that he gave you?
No, I didn't even think of that.
It's possible that there was a very innocent mistake.
Why would he get his
wife
a gift card, though?
Right, he'd just go with her. He'd take her, wouldn't he? No, that's what couples do. They
go
together.
They wouldn't give her. Would you give your wife a gift card?
Maybe that's what they do at the holidays every year. You know, they give each other strange gifts.
So maybe that's why he was like, "Happy holidays."
Yeah.
Well, no, because if that were the case, if that gift card was meant for, say, his wife, he opened it in front of you, or you opened it in front of him.
Yeah.
He would have immediately said, "Oh my God!" He would have been embarrassed. He would have said,
"But
that.
He never saw it."
I don't know if he saw it. I mean,
but didn't you say he made you open it in front of him?
He did, but I flipped the card open, and it was kind of like taped.
Oh, I see.
Inside.
Right. So maybe he never saw it.
All right, so maybe now he didn't give, give her a sex shop gift.
That would be my argument if I was brought up to human resources.
Okay. So do I plead stupid and go up to him and go, "Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I think you might have given me someone else's."
That's a good idea.
That's a perfect idea.
That's a
great
way
to handle it.
Good way to get out of it.
Let's do that tomorrow. Can we record that somehow?
Oh, geez, that would be so embarrassing.
Well, you're gonna have to like wire me. I mean, because if it's
we could do that. It's a radio station.
Okay.
All right, let's try. Well, I don't know. We got to have his permission then to play it on the air. We'll never get that. But maybe he'll come in and say he effed up and gave you the wrong gift certificate. That's possible.
Or what if he looks at me in the same creepy fashion? He's like, no mistake.
Well,
then you know.
You get nailed again, you know? I mean, that's what happens, you know? Unfortunately, listen, there are a lot of advantages to being a woman, and there are a lot of disadvantages. And if you're going to enjoy the advantages, then you have to deal with the disadvantages.
What?
All right.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, okay. Mr. 1950.
Jay in Los Angeles, 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, I completely agree with you. This guy did nothing wrong.
No.
He gave her a card. If he would have done something wrong, he would have given her like a dildo. You got a card. Calm down.
Yeah, that's exactly right, dude.
Yeah,
you were raised
that.
Properly.
Yeah.
Let's talk to us.
Right. No, that is true. He would have given her something else.
Yeah, he would have.
He would have given her like no. He would have given her like if he
like
if
a
he,
dictionary.
There's a million things he could have given me, but
or
he chose
English
this.
Classes or something.
Right. He would have given you like you know a wine of the year or something. You get a different bottle of wine.
He could
every
have
month.
Given me a million different things.
He could have given you anything.
I suppose see how long this is going to go on. This vaudeville act that did to you do.
Well, you got a line in it.
Yeah, but I don't think it would have ever stopped. The two of you.
Yeah, I'm rude. Yeah, rude. You are rude.
Joe in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, you big stud.
Hey,
look at you.
It's not that bad a gift, but I wonder, this guy's married. I wonder what his wife's take would be on the whole thing. You know, him giving another chick a gift card for a sex shop?
Yeah, that's why you can't let your wife in on it. You
right.
know?
There's no way his wife knows. I mean, his wife cannot know.
Maybe we should call her.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, get out of here, dude. All right, is that Danny on the phone? All right, ladies and gentlemen, one of the stars of that morning show, Danny Bonaducci. How are you, sir?
I'm actually, if you really care, I have a nasty case of the flu.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see, it's going around the station, dude.
It's killing me.
Yep. Yeah. See that?
But it's not killing me as much as this conversation. Who is this chick?
This is Gina, who works as our screener.
Hi, Danny. We've met before.
Yeah.
Hi, Gina. It's very nice to talk to you again. You seem
Thank
like
you.
A lovely young lady. Aww. You've always been perfectly well-mannered with me, and I with you, I hope.
Yes, absolutely.
Would you consider us friends?
I do, so I don't know why you'd give me
So if
I'm
I speak bluntly to you, will you take it as just I mean what I say, not that I'm offending you in any way?
Yeah.
Good. What the hell is wrong with you? You're making a big deal.
Where do I start?
Plastic wine?
I know, it's a gift certificate.
I thought it was funny. You know what I did last year? I gave an exact sculpture of my...
All right. Well, that's interesting. I'm sorry I didn't know you that year.
I'll get you one, dude. Has anybody in that station not seen me naked? Anyone?
I have not seen the wiener yet.
Yeah, I saw that picture. Who had that? Who showed me that picture? It was on a computer. Somebody had it up.
Someone in the van driver room.
Nothing makes me laugh harder than inappropriate nudity. Yeah. But the thing is, the guy, people aren't funny. That's why Whitman's on the air. That's why. No, I'm not sorry with you, Whitman. Guy's on the air. That's why I'm on the air. That's why Adam's on the air. Because basically people are not clever. And there are a handful of people who are. That's one who is not. And thought he was. He didn't mean to harm you.
Yeah.
He didn't mean to hurt you. He thought he was the funniest man alive.
Right.
Oh, that's
probably just a very. It was a very innocent. You know, back in the 70s, you could have done that, and the girl would have, you know, been thrilled to get the gift certificate. Yeah,
Mr. Brown.
Right.
Well, I think in the 2007s, if somebody didn't wish to make an ordeal out of it in any way, shape, or form, or that there's more going on than I am unaware of. You know, that this person has assaulted her in some way before.
And apparently not. See, that's
a good point,
Danny.
It's not a person who's assaulted
her before. Because I think you're a very sweet girl. If he had lifted up your skirt once or twice or chased you around and then done that, I'd drag him out and I'd beat his ass right now.
Aww.
There you go.
But in real life, what has happened is that man thought that was clever and funny.
Right.
And that's all. You have not been injured in any way, and that's just the sight of the card hurts you.
Yeah, go back to your life, Gina.
You know, I have to say that my true holiday gift was Danny Bonaducci saying that he would beat somebody for me.
Yes.
That was...
You know what? I do mean you personally in this particular case, but you play with girls, you cross the line with me.
Right.
I mean, I was a full-blown drunk for 17 years. When anything that happened to you, I've never raised a hand to a woman.
Is that right? And
there's a line that people don't cross even when they're completely not even conscious. In a blackout, I've never raised a hand to a woman. You don't do that, ever. So if this guy's chasing you around the depths...
we're losing you there, buddy. But we thank you for calling. We got to take a break as well. Danny Bonaducci chiming in on Gina Grad getting a $100 gift certificate from a coworker, and the $100 gift certificate was to a sex shop.
No.
I think it's cool. Brian has a little problem with it.
Yeah.
And Danny Bonaducci supporting my position.
Danny supports the gift giver.
Yes. It's fine. Everybody's fine. Enjoy it. Get yourself something nice. Get yourself... Wait a minute. Why'd you dump that?
You can't say that.
You can't use that term?
No. I mean,
get the F out of here.
Everybody knows that's what they sell
at those. Get out of here. Dude, I can't believe you can't use that term. Ugh. If it's butt with one T, you can use? Okay. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Gina Gregg got a $100 gift certificate to a sex shop from a coworker. Who cares? We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
Look at that. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, Jerry. No. Forget what I just said. I thought it was 9 o'clock. I'm completely losing it.
Well, yeah, what did you say? What did you say to him?
Because I saw these callers out there, and I said, we're going to...
press on?
Press on. But I realized we've got 15 minutes of until it's 9 o'clock.
Yes, we do. And we have a situation with Gina here that needs to be addressed.
Yes. Gina, the lovely Gina, has gotten a gift certificate from a guy who works here for $100 to a sex shop.
Right.
Now, this is the second year I've been involved with the screener position in some kind of weird holiday gift exchange. Remember last year with Woolsey?
I do remember.
I asked her what size top she was.
That way she was wildly offended by that.
And she said, are you out of your mind? She goes, you're asking a coworker what size breasts I have? I said, I didn't ask what size breasts. I said, what size top are you?
Right, she was totally
my wife wanted to get her a shirt.
Well, the good here's
a Beatles shirt.
Right. The good news is that in this particular case of sexual harassment or somebody being made to feel uncomfortable in a sexual situation, you and I are uninvolved.
Right.
It's Gina and an unnamed coworker who in the parking lot presented her with a $100 gift card to a sex shop.
It's nothing wrong with that. Keith, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What's up with you?
Hi, guys. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
I think it goes back to guys. Rule number one is mind over matter. If she doesn't mind, it doesn't matter.
There you go.
Hey-o.
All right, thanks, buddy.
There it is, man. It's the like the wisdom of Solomon there.
If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Or the wisdom of Job. Who is it? Both of them, right? There's two of them, right?
I don't know.
Ian in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Brian. How you guys doing?
Good,
not
Ian.
Bad.
Good deal. Hey, you know, I just sat through the 2 hours of hell that are required by the state of California for sexual harassment training.
Yeah, I've had that myself.
I got to tell you, you're actually wrong. I never, ever thought I'd ever agree with Brian, and right. Today is the day.
Is that right?
Yeah. As far as it goes, my understanding now, mm-hmm. you know, your policies are your policies, and it may or may not apply, but if anybody that's a manager or a supervisor heard about this, that's it. It's got to be investigated by HR.
Right, but it's not going to because the person who was given the gift certificate is not going to press any kind of charges or like, grievance.
Right.
That doesn't matter anymore.
Well, guess what? It does. At CBS, it does matter.
Well, like I said, I don't know your policies, yeah. But I can
well,
tell you.
Listen, as long as, you know, if I were to give Gina a gift certificate
mm-hmm.
To I gave you a... Let's say it was for me, the sex shop gift certificate.
Okay.
That's a little stranger because we work together.
Yeah.
You don't work for him, he doesn't work for you.
Right.
Work for the same company.
You don't interact really every day with him.
Right, but, and I don't know, I could be off, but I think what this guy might be saying, like in an accident situation, at that point, if HR knows, I'm just a witness. Like, I don't really get to say whether or not they, you know, look into it or not.
Yeah, but if you were dragged in, let's say they do drag this dude in.
Yeah.
All right, we've talked about it on the air and it might happen. Let's say they drag this guy into human resources and say to you, Gina, that guy might get fired over this if you have a problem with what happened.
Mm.
What would you say?
I'd say it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Good. Good answer. Yeah. That's a good
right?
answer.
Yeah.
But it's cool, right?
It's cool.
You don't want him fired over
no!
it.
No! Oh my God! I'm not
odd.
Like that. I just thought it was strange, and I thought I would bring it to your attention.
Right.
I apologize.
Yeah, 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 yes. Yeah, right, yeah.
Steven in Atlanta, you're on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey.
Gina,
this is Graham Wellington. This is a blessing in disguise. What I would like you to do is put it on eBay along with a headshot, signed and autographed. You will have $500. You could sell that bitch tonight.
All right.
I can
Thank
sell
you,
that
sir.
Bitch.
All right.
Okay. Wow.
That's not a bad idea. You want to do that? Let's put it up on eBay?
Yeah.
And we'll sell it with a headshot.
That's a good idea.
All right. Maybe you'll make $300 or $400.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
You'll make at least $100, right?
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
But haven't you thought, though, I mean, short of putting it on eBay, I mean, let's not put the...
Have you thought of what you might buy?
Right. I mean, have you thought maybe of actually going down there and actually buying some stuff? I mean, and actually, you know, in the spirit in which this gift was given, go enjoy
yourself.
Why don't
you go with her, Brian, well, so she doesn't feel uncomfortable going alone?
Awkward.
I'm not Gina's boyfriend. I don't.
What'd you say?
Awkward.
I'm not Gina's boyfriend, and I don't think that it would be appropriate for me to do that.
Now, would it be ironic if I kind of laundered it and sold it on eBay and used the money I got to go to a sex shop?
That would be
you
weird.
Can do whatever you want.
You may as well just go to. But if you're going to do that, why don't you just go to a sex shop? Why go through the eBay step?
Yeah.
Do you
why don't you just go to that place?
Yeah. Do you want to go to a sex shop, Gina, this holiday season?
I don't not want to go.
Maybe he owns the place. It's
then
possible.
I should.
Do you want me to go with you?
Okay. Let's go.
That is weird. You know, that's weirder than getting the gift certificate.
Stop it, though.
That you're going to go with her?
She just looked at me and there was silence, so I knew she wanted me to ask.
Yeah.
I know chicks, dude.
Yeah, you're...
All right! I know chicks, dude.
I know. You're the best. You're the biggest stud on the planet. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We come back. News also at 10 o'clock, or 9:30-ish, whatever. We're going to have an adult film actress come in.
That's exactly
I hope
right.
That doesn't offend you, Gina.
No, I'm good.
I hope not. And she will be here. Yes.
And also, Tom Likas mentioned Brian today on his show. Maybe we'll play that.
Oh, God, Tommy, baby. Talk about the chick who peed on your Wall Street Journal. Stop talking about me. I love you, Tommy. Merry Christmas.
Happened in his vestibule.
Oh, leave me alone. She came. She drove with purpose and walked confidently to my portico and... urinated, darling. He's got to stop talking about me. It's getting old talking about me. What's to say about me?
We'll play it when we come back.
What's to say about
me? Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.